Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Ash.
Is Viv here?
I don't think she's here yet, but hello, Mr. Tolino.
Hello, Mr. Blum.
How are you doing on this fine evening while we're waiting for Mrs. Lopez?
This fine morning, because it is indeed 1:17 a.m.
That is true.
I'm doing so splendid.
So splendid.
I'm just chilling. About to go get a drink.
Ooh, about to go get a drink? What kind of drink? A margarita?
I could.
You could.
I mean,
you
shoot. Should. Explicit.
That's beep. Language.
Vivian.
Hello?
Oh, Mrs. Lopez.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Lopez.
Hello, Mrs. Lopez.
Can you guys, did you guys barely start hearing me?
Yes.
We just heard you just now.
You're joking.
No, me and Ash were the only here that whole time.
Okay. Hello. Welcome back to Sparkler Swag. I'm Vivian Lopez, and I'm here with Toby
Blum.
And Ash Tolino.
Welcome!
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Alright.
Such an honor to be here tonight, Lopez.
I know it is.
Sorry, I'm getting ice. It might be kind of loud.
It's okay. Do your thing, Mrs.
Yeah, do your thing. We'll just listen.
Okay, we're good.
Okay. So, first thing I want to talk about, honestly, is what is your opinion on the coronavirus?
There's so much I could say about this topic. I feel like people are not listening to the CDC guidelines, and if they just, you know, stay and practice social distancing and healthy, cleanly habits, it would go away a lot faster than it's expected to.
Also, like, I have kind of mixed feelings on it, just because, like, I'm, like, it makes me feel kind of bad to say this, but I'm happy that we don't have to go to school, you know? Like, it feels nice getting to stay at home.
Yeah, the stress of school is just so much. It's just not...
But, like, then you, like,
it's
you think
a burden.
People are dying.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. My opinion on coronavirus is, honestly, Skinny Legend. Like, she has just got
she really
so many
did
bodies.
She came from nothing and was Rainy automatically
Rodriguez
a global phenomenon.
Yeah, Rainy Rodriguez
Rainy who?
Who? The only person, I strongly believe this, and you can disagree, but the only person who can defeat coronavirus is Rainy Rodriguez. Right?
100% agree.
1,000%.
I disagree.
You disagree?
I disagree.
You disagree.
Mr. Tolino.
Mr. Tolino. I believe our...
He's going to say Lady Gaga.
No, our favored president, Mr. Trump, is doing an amazing job. I think he's doing so... You know, firing the pandemic team in January, that was so smart.
That was genius.
We were so better prepared because of it.
Yeah, and, like, his mind is amazing.
And for all the healthcare workers, you know, including my mother, who is constantly in COVID units working with patients with this disease... Thank you, Mr. Trump. His valor and dedication to our country is so unmatched. Like, Obama could never.
Obama need to put
could
Trump?
Never.
Obama, no.
Do you guys know where we need to put Trump?
Where?
In Diego's dangerous dungeon.
Oh my gosh, let's not even talk about that.
I have never agreed more. And on that note, we're... Diego said something stupid today.
which one are you gonna say?
I don't know.
Oh, I have a good one.
So many,
Ash, don't you think you should say the college one?
Oh, say the college one.
Yes. So, you see, the situation is, I was scrolling through Instagram, and there was these accounts with these baseball uniforms. And I said to Diego, which NCAA team has the best baseball uniforms? And he replied, seemed like a real answer, but I think college. Mr. Enriquez, which college, sir? There are about 100 options you could have chose from. and you chose none of them. There were 100 ways you could have gotten that question correct, and you still got it wrong.
Yeah. It was just so funny because you were like, sitting there.
I do not understand how he misinterpreted the question so bad to where he thought that college was an acceptable answer. I don't understand. Like, you know, the classic pinstripes of Vanderbilt.
Boingy, boingy.
Halt. The museum is closed.
Boingy, boingy,
boingy.
Into the unknown.
Into the unknown.
Into the unknown. Oh, thank you. Your voice is just so moving.
Mine?
Yeah. Mine?
Both of you.
Oh. Oops.
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 Oops. Oops.
Am I making SpaghettiOs at 1:30 in the morning? Yes, I am.
What? You're making what?
SpaghettiOs.
What are you making? SpaghettiOs?
I'm so jealous.
Ooh, I want ravioli.
I have about three more cans waiting for you, baby, if you just come over.
Actually, I don't want ravioli. I just thought of the time, the story I told you guys earlier. Do you think the audience needs to know?
Yeah. Obviously.
Alright, so it was like maybe 5 years ago-ish. I was like 10. And me and my little brother were just sitting on the couch, you know, just chilling. And I was really sick at the time. And I just got done throwing up. And I was like, I'm so hungry. So I got some ravioli. And I was like, you know, I'm good. I feel better now. And I had a whole ravioli in my mouth just sitting there, like, waiting for me to chew it. And then I threw up. And the ravioli flew out of my mouth across the couch and hit my brother. It was the funniest thing that's ever happened.
Oh,
but I have not eaten ravioli since, so.
Nice.
So what are your guys' opinions on the zodiac signs? Which one's your favorite? Which one do you hate? Let me know.
I am a Sag, and I like Geminis.
My mom's a Gemini. Explain why you like Tasha.
Tasha?
I love Tasha.
Tasha's my favorite. Tasha got mad at me, though, so, like...
She did not get mad at you.
I have a story.
Please.
So, we were recording a YouTube video, and I started running at Toby, and I kind of lost my control of my momentum, and I went full force at 5 in the morning straight into the back door.
And my mom.
And into the blind.
Keep in mind, this is at 3-4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom walks down and goes, "What are you guys doing? What was that noise?" Is that what she said?
She said, "Hey, can you guys keep it down?
Keep it down a little bit."
But I interpreted it. Oh my god. I interpreted it.
Interpreted.
I interpreted.
Just move on.
I took it as she was screaming at me at the moment. But she really wasn't. I was just scared.
I also have a story. So, it was Toby's house. We were all hanging out. Tasha comes downstairs and says, "So I put plenty of blankets and, you know, the extra mattress in Toby's room so you guys have a place to sleep." We were all like, "Oh my gosh, thanks, Tasha. That's so nice." I proceeded to fall asleep on the smallest red couch in front of the front door. With no blanket, I was using my own hoodie as a blanket because I was very cold. Left, I guess Tasha told Toby that she was mad at me.
She wasn't actually mad. She was just saying that. I promise.
I never want to disappoint Tasha.
You didn't. Okay, not very nice.
Oh. Oh no.
So, next topic?
Toby, you never said who your favorite zodiac sign is.
Oh, neither did you.
Well, we didn't get there.
Oh. Well, I'm a Virgo, but personally, I would say my favorite is probably... honestly, Virgo, just because I feel like, and it's not just because I am one, but just because, I don't know, I feel like I just favored it because I relate to it so much.
Because you are one?
Well, that's not what I'm trying to say, but it's kind of what I mean, so.
Well, I'm a Scorpio, and my favorite is Virgo and Sag, because, you know, those are my babies. But also, every girlfriend I have, another Scorpio. And I think that is why we do not work out. Is because Scorpios should never date Scorpios.
You date girls.
Stupid lesbian.
Well, that's not quite it, but alright. Yeah.
Let's not go there.
Let's just take a step back.
Catch
Sorry.
Me on Halloween. Sorry. Tranny.
Oh my god.
Anyway, no derogatory language.
No derogatory terms?
Yes, yes.
For Wait. Halloween, I'm going to be Darth Vader.
I'll be Anakin Skywalker.
And I'm going to be Darth Maul.
Me and Toby will single-handedly rule the galaxy.
As husband and wife.
Yes, husband and husband in this case.
Husband and husband.
Yes.
And Vivian, isn't your mom going...
Padme, I hope. She said she wanted to, and I hope she follows mm-hmm. suit.
So,
I think she should.
That would mean I am married to your mother, so...
Ooh.
Stepdad.
Well...
Stepdad.
I'm also dating your husband.
And you're also dating me.
Okay, that's true. Well, actually, it's not, because I keep asking you out, and you keep saying no.
Let's not go there. No, let's not go there. We're public.
So,
we're live right
I'm gonna,
now.
I think I'm going to leave the podcast now. Good night, guys.
No, Toby, stay.
I'm going to vacate.
Toby, stay.
Okay. I'm just kidding. JK.
So
okay.
It is currently 1:30 in the morning. And we just got done playing Warzone.
Correct.
Yes.
And personally, I think my tactic of Battlefield's tactics is that I go and I separate myself from the game and the rest of the squad, and I just roam the streets, no protection, right in the middle of the street. And I just find people. I'm just like, come for me. Shoot me. Do something. Give me some flavor. You know what I'm saying?
Where is the flavor?
Where's the flavor in this? Where is the flavor? And then sometimes I kill people and I just
You don't
say
tell
it.
Us where you are or that you're fighting. You killed someone.
Tanner, get out. Tanner, I'm in the middle of the podcast.
Tanner.
Yeah, Tanner, the whole world can hear you right now.
Tanner, leave the podcast.
Tanner,
leave the podcast.
Tanner, leave. Tanner, leave. Bye.
I have a question for Mr. Blum and Mr. Salino.
Yes, Mrs. Lopez.
Yes.
What do you think would be a good midnight snack?
SpaghettiOs.
What's your favorite? No, what's your favorite?
SpaghettiOs.
Personally.
Good decision.
My favorite's probably you, Viv.
Oh! Wait, guys, I have an idea. We should go around the group and say our favorite to least favorite. I'll start.
I'll go first.
My favorite's Toby. I only care about Toby.
My favorite is also Toby.
Wow.
Not to just jump on the bandwagon or anything, but it's Toby.
Propaganda.
Bandwagon.
Hey guys, I have a question.
Yeah.
What was your favorite war?
World War II.
We'll see. That's a touchy subject for me.
It's not for me. I love World War II.
I think it really changes the nation, honestly.
Well,
I would
it
have
was
to
definitely
agree
with needed.
Yeah.
Well. Well.
whenever I see Hitler in hell, it's on sight. I got you, Toby.
I got you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Also, I would just like the audience to know that my mother, I told my mother that me and Toby were going to have kids, and that, and she, since I'm a Mexican and Toby is a Jew-ish person.
You can say Jew, Viv.
It's oh, not, I didn't know if it was offensive
it's, no,
or
no,
not.
No, 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 it's not. I just, I'm sorry. Not at all.
Ish person.
I call myself, we call ourselves Jews.
Well, I didn't know, well, like, I call myself a beaner, but it's not like somebody can walk up to me and say it.
I call myself a
tranny,
and that's
like,
not okay.
Well, you know what? I didn't know. Okay. Anyway,
this podcast is gonna get taken down.
Toby is Jewish. Toby is Jewish, and I'm Mexican, which doesn't really correlate in the sense we're talking. But my mom told me, since that is true, that our kids would be Moose, M-E-W-S, Moose.
Mm-hmm.
Mexican Jews. Jewish people.
You can say Jew. If you can. Say it. Say Jew.
Jew.
Say tranny.
Okay, moving on.
No. Ash, you are transgender.
Yeah, I'm a tranny.
Yeah, you're tranny.
Say it.
Are you gonna
N-word?
No! Oh my god, no!
Say it then. Say it.
No!
No!
The N-word?
Tranny.
Say it.
No.
Oh.
Tranny.
Thank you. Guys, can you believe that Vivian literally played Bad Romance, one of my favorite songs, on Barry Sachs for me, and she still won't date me? I think that's kind of rude.
Shut the frick up.
What's the profanity,
Mrs.
Lopez?
Sorry, Mr. Delino. I'm sorry. I got carried away.
This needs to stay professional.
Toby, aren't you the one who Bean was your favorite midnight snack?
Yes. Yes.
Oh my god. 1738.
I don't get it.
What is your guys' favorite song from like the early 2000s, you know, 2010?
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Mr.
Blum.
I don't know, there's so many. Like, can I choose a favorite artist?
Yeah, go ahead.
Michael Jackson.
Didn't he die in the early 2000s?
Ash, it was a joke.
It was a joke, Ash.
Shut the fuck up.
I mean, Mr. Toledo.
Yeah, Mr. Toledo. Okay,
my favorite song, or my favorite artist, group, whatever. Mm-hmm. I think, correct me if I'm wrong.
Are you going to be wrong? It's your opinion.
But correct me if I'm wrong. The Black Eyed Peas have really changed this society.
Yeah, really.
Viv, what about
it was a societal change.
Oh.
I had to correct you. You were wrong.
Yeah, I think that's
Party Rock Anthem is the... Hello? Can you guys hear me?
Hello?
It went so quiet.
Party Rock Anthem literally was a societal change. Because
my answer also.
What?
Okay.
Wait, I didn't hear you. What?
You said that to really me.
What?
What? I love you all.
Can I change my favorite?
I love
can
you
I change
all.
My favorite group?
Yeah.
So Lady Gaga's out.
She not group. She personal.
Just
I'm trying to change it. My favorite group definitely gotta be BTS. you know, the boys, their and their names I cannot remember.
Name them all. If you're a BTS stan, name them all.
Why can I think of already two?
I know one.
Jungkook?
And
yeah, I know Jungkook.
Is that his name?
Jimin. There's one that's named that.
Jimin? Oh, yeah. Jimin?
Jimin.
I don't know. I've never listened to that.
Me as well.
Me neither.
But they're still my favorite. They're so sexy.
They're so popular.
They're so revolutionary. They are so,
no, like, actually, like, they're so popular.
Yeah, like, globally.
Like, legitimately.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's like how Shakira really isn't US, but, like, globally, she's massive.
She's, yeah. I love Shakira. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Them hips do not.
They really do not be lying.
Them hips do not lie.
Straight facts from her hips.
Hater or not, she's biggest.
Right, facts.
Zoda L.
Speaking.
Also, you know what song also changed this nation? EXO Tour Life.
Yes.
I love that song.
No, wait.
What?
Look at Me by XXX.
Honestly,
that was just a wave of like the new era of music.
Yeah,
of the new
era and Abusers and all that, you know.
Yes. Except for Mac.
Don't go there.
We love him.
Literally, he is my favorite artist ever.
I love him. RIP Mac.
He's my favorite artist ever, like ever.
RIP.
I remember his death so vividly. Like, I know I already told you guys this, but I'm telling the audience. Hello.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Vivian?
Hello?
Ash, can you hear her?
Hello?
Hello?
Where did I leave off?
You were telling the audience.
Okay. I was on a bus to a cross-country meet, and I just started getting all these Twitter notifications, and I was like, what is going on? And, like, I have the news app on my phone, so that was kind of blowing up, too. And then all I hear is these artists are mourning somebody's death. So I look on one of the tweets, and it was Mac Miller. And literally, Well, Damien was in cross country too, so we were on the same bus, but we weren't sitting together. But I stood up out of my seat and I called his name, and I guess he just found out too. And like I held up my phone with the tweet, and we just like stared at each other, and that was just like hard. I was like, "What is going on?" You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was so sad.
I kind of liked Peep also. Like,
yeah. I mean, I
wasn't like big into him, but I definitely liked some of his
stuff. Well, I had a lot of his songs on my like SoundCloud. Mm-hmm.
Same.
But I mean, I did like him, but when he died, I feel like a lot of people were like it was a very big death. Like mm-hmm. a lot of people were noticing it.
Mhm.
And it kind of annoyed me because people are like, you're only going to listen to him after he died. Like, who cares?
Yeah. We just got to bring, like, some attention to why are these young rappers dying so frequently? Like, X, Peep, Mac.
I know, like, it's always so young rappers.
And why are they all in the same genre of music?
Well, X got shot. I feel like, Mac was drug use and so was Peep.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. And Post has been like, there's been some stuff about Post recently.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's kind of scary. I keep seeing him on TikTok, like at all of his concerts and stuff.
Let's not be sad. Let's talk about something happy.
So I just finished my SpaghettiOs. They were so
that's
scrumptious.
That's good. That's happy.
I have an announcement to the audience.
Mm-hmm.
I fell in love.
Please continue.
So, I started playing this game, Battlefront. too. And the story mode, main character, Aiden Versio, is now the new love of my life.
I have another announcement. Fell in love. So, I watched the Star Wars prequels. And
oh my God.
My girl, Pat, my forever my queen and senator, is now the love of my life. Thank you.
Ash, you fell in love with her in like
I one did, night. And then I also had to grieve her death in one night. And it was a very trying time for me.
You literally met her, and then 3 hours later...
It's not much, but it's honest work.
Can you believe, audience, that Toby and Diego had to make me do Kiss, Marry, Kill 10 minutes, keep in mind, 10 minutes after Padme's death scene. But Padme, Lady Gaga, another one of the loves of my life, and Kamalani, and the other love of my life, and it was...
Yeah.
I was already sobbing because of Padme, and I really just put myself together to make a choice. But I did, and they forced me to kill Padme again in one night. You did.
No, we did not.
You did?
We did not force you. Well, let's just talk about that one time when you asked if R2-D2 was the leader of the droid army.
Well, can we talk about that one time my dad didn't know that Anakin...
Are we just
Anakin...
gonna skip over that?
Yes,
we are. Ignore it?
Can we talk about the other time that I forgot that Yoda was a Jedi?
Remember when you would, like, not stop talking about his knees?
Yeah.
Like,
I think I should show the audience my Yoda impression.
I think you should as well.
No, I'm scared. Please don't.
Give me a sentence to say.
Do or do not, there is no try. Get ready
do
for it.
Do or do not, there is no try.
It's so good.
It's so good.
I'm kind of scared, but, you know.
Why are you scared, Tobias?
Oh. Mom, please come get me.
Emperor Bindi.
Please stop talking to me.
Emperor Bindi.
I don't know what she is saying.
Excuse me.
That was so cute.
I know. You just think I'm so cute,
Ash,
right?
Ash, can you do your video?
Makes it really hard when you keep rejecting me.
That's rough.
So anyway.
What the hell are we gonna do next?
Toby, I think you should show the audience your scream that R2-D2 makes.
Only if you do your
Yoshi impression as long as you do D2 first.
Okay, but...
No, I literally just said that you had to go first.
Ash, go first!
No. Ash, go first.
No.
Ash!
Vivian's never gonna date you if you don't go first.
Okay, R2-D2 now.
Oh, that was...
Thank you.
Okay, hold on, let me get myself ready. I need to prepare. I need to prepare.
Preparate!
Toby, you're so inquisitive.
I need to preparate.
To preparate. Oh, I'm sorry.
Quiet in the auditorium, please.
Let me tell you, that was so much funnier at Vivian's house.
Especially when she put it in, like, you know, like, all the
different filters. It was slowed down by, like, 400%.
It was, like, so deep. Yeah.
I would also, like, one last announcement. You guys, our audience, should go check out Chaotic Energy Music.
You are such a good manager.
Thank you. Chaotic Energy Music on Instagram. And also check out October by Vivian Lopez, you know. On all streaming platforms, so Spotify, Apple Music, you know, that kind of stuff, YouTube, etc.
Whatever you listen to it on, now, Tidal, whatever.
Go
if you stayed around this long till the end of the podcast, your reward is to go get to listen to Vivian's music.
Reward, in my opinion.
Thank you very much.
And I think we're done here. Thank you, Mr. Blum, Mr. Tolino.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Lopez.
Come again for the next episode of Sparkler Swag, and we'll see you later. Bye.